On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, people out there, this is our signature bit. This is called Rapid Fire, where Danny and I fire three trivia questions at each other and try to stump the other guy and make him look like a complete fool. You out there?
It's really difficult to make us look like fools, too.
Yeah, right. But you out there, play along. See if you can go six for six for these questions. It's pretty hard to go six for six. Sometimes people do, but most people don't. So question number one for Danny.
All right.
Here we go. What legendary 70s guitarist was brought in by Axl Rose to record solos for Chinese Democracy, but they didn't use his solos? Who was that 70s guitarist?
Oh, man. All I can think of is Buckethead.
Think of Axl Rose's heroes.
Joe Perry.
Joe Perry'd be incorrect.
Ah, crap.
This was a British gentleman who recently, they did a biopic on his band, and that movie grossed over $1 billion.
Brian May.
Correct.
That would never work. No wonder they didn't use him.
Yeah, and the song Catcher in the Rye, he did a bunch of solos, and Brian was a little pissed because they didn't take the whole, they took bits and parts of different solos and tried to put it within the song, and it didn't work, so they ended up using none of it. But he did it as a favor and did it for free.
And they didn't even use it?
No.
Well, I would never think that the Brian May style, I mean, he's one of my favorite guitar players, but there's no way his style would fit into that bullshit Chinese Democracy.
And if I remember correctly, in one of the legs of the Use Your Illusion tour, Brian May opened for Guns N' Roses.
Really?
He's a solo artist. Yep.
All right.
Axl worships Queen, so.
We're going, my brother and one of his sons and I are going to see Extreme, and Nuno's opening for him.
That's going to be cool.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
And I expect a full review on that one. When is that happening?
Oh, there will be. August 16th.
Ooh, that's right around the corner.
Yep.
Cool. Future shows I'm going to, I think I'm going to go see, well, I definitely want to see. Angel is playing in October, and New England is playing in November.
Damn, that's right up your alley.
Yeah, I think I have to go.
I'm going to see, well, I'm hoping to go see Toto in October. Their very last show of the world tour is in Philly.
Oh, that's cool. With Joseph Williams singing?
Yep, Joseph Williams, David Page, Steve Lukather, they're the three. Oh, and Steve Porcaro.
Okay, and who's playing bass?
The Shrembon Shrek.
What?
Guy. I don't know who he is, but... Oh. And then there's this guy playing drums like Sandy or Leslie. It's a guy with a kind of a girl's name. I don't remember who it is.
No, okay.
It's not Simon or anybody like that.
Well, every time I've seen them, even the guys you don't know who they are, they're all great.
Oh, no question. It's going to be unbelievable.
One time I saw them, they had Timothy B. Schmidt up there from the Eagles singing background vocals. I was like, that guy looks really familiar. That was Timothy B. Schmidt because he cut his hair was short then. Like, what?
Jeez.
Everybody on stage was incredible. So.
Well, the last time I saw him, they had, who's that guy, the bass player with the long beard?
I know exactly who you're talking about. It's Les something. I can't remember his name, but I know you're talking about Lee something, right?
Yeah. Crap.
I know. Well.
And then the time before that, it was Nathan East.
Okay, yeah, he's great too. I thought Hungate was going to come back. I guess he came back for a little bit and then left again.
He came back for, he did a couple of songs on the album and was going to tour and then backed out.
Oh, I guess maybe he wasn't into it or.
I guess. Whatever. He's doing studio stuff in Nashville, so he's good.
Yeah, so he maybe just wanted to stay home with the family. All right.
Okay, let's see. Question number one for you, I guess, right?
Yes.
What is Peter Frampton's highest charting album?
I know you want me to say It Comes Alive, but I'm going to say I'm in You.
Nope. It Comes
Alive. Oh, you tried to fool me. Damn you.
How many times platinum do you think that went?
Comes Alive? I'm going to say 6.
8. But you're close.
Oh, my 8 God. Times. I'm 0 for 1 already. Son of a...
Yep.
So we're both 0 for 1. Okay.
Man, we're sucking.
Okay, here's a good one for you. How many band members has LA Guns had in their history? And this is not counting Tracy's version of LA Guns or Steve Riley's version of LA Guns. What do you think what number we're at? And it's more than 10.
863.
That'd be incorrect.
Am I close?
No.
Well, it's neither one of their versions?
Not counting those versions, because the number would be higher if you counted the offshoot versions.
Yeah. So whose version are we talking about?
Just the LA Guns, when they toured just as LA Guns and recorded as LA Guns. How many members?
I'm going to say it's 12.
You'd be way off. The number is 38.
Oh, jeez.
Because if you count everybody, some of the lead singers, they've had Axl Rose, Joe from Bang Tango, a guy named Paul Black, Ralph Saines, who is the lead singer of Steel Panther.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I saw him in LA Guns. That's when he was doing the Atomic Punks thing, too. So it sounded like David Lee Roth singing for LA Guns. It didn't work.
No. I like Steel Panther, though.
Yeah, they got a new album coming out very shortly. I bet you it's got references to phallic symbols in it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And fornication. Yeah. And fornication.
Yeah, and hookers and blow.
Yeah. So you are 0 for 2, sir.
No! Dang it. All right. I like this next question. What do Richard Carpenter, Ann Wilson, RJ Hale, and Eric Stefani all have in common?
They all have siblings who are rock stars.
I'll give you half a point. They were all in bands with their sisters.
Oh, okay. I get a half a point?
Half a point, yeah. Because they were actually in the bands with their sisters.
Okay. Well, okay.
Richard Carpenter's obvious.
Yeah.
Ann Wilson's obvious.
Yeah.
RJ Hale, that's Hailstorm.
He's the drummer. He's really good, actually.
Oh, he's fantastic. Yeah.
But Lizzie gets all the press, but he's good, really tremendous.
Oh, her voice is unreal. And then Eric Stefani is Gwen Stefani's brother.
Who was in that band for a very short time. Because he's not in it now.
No.
But he started the band, actually.
Right.
Boy, he should have. I don't know why he left, but he left. Okay, that was a pretty good question. All right.
Yeah, so you're 1.5 for 2.
So I'm winning, though, the half point. So let's see what I can give you. All right. This is right up your alley. According to the RIAA, which of these four albums has sold more in the U.S.? The first four Van Halen albums with Roth or the first four Van Halen albums with Hagar?
David Lee Roth.
Okay. That's correct.
Yes.
How many millions do you think the first four Van Halens have sold in the U.S.? This is not, you got the question right already.
I'm going to say it got to be like 75 million.
Nope. Not even close.
Way too low?
Way too high.
Oh.
So we got Van Halen 2, Women and Children First, and Fair Warning. Yeah, you overshot big time.
I'm going to say, well, then like 20 million.
Yep, 20 right on the head. It's 20. Yep. And half of that is the first album sold 10. Then the second album sold 5, Women and Children First sold 3, and Fair Warning only sold 2. Well, it's only been certified at 2.
Okay.
And what do you think Hagar is at? Since he's less than 20.
I'm going to say probably like 14.
Close, 16.
Okay.
But in his first one, 5150, went 6. Then the next one went a little less. OU8 went 2, went 4. for an awful Connor, I can't even say it, F-U-C-K, sold 3 and Balance sold 2. So each Hagar album started to go down. And then Goodbye, Sammy.
I thought the albums were getting better, though. Balance is freaking awesome.
I don't know. I love 5150. And
Carnal Knowledge is great, too.
Carnal Knowledge I love. But OU812 I don't like that much. And Balance has some good songs. Those are the two my least favorite of those.
Yeah.
So you got that one right. So you're at 1 point.
Okay, I'm up by half a point.
So if I get this...
up to the final question.
I have to get this right to win.
Yep.
If I don't, I fail miserably.
We'll see if you... This one's not too easy. What song was covered by Ray Charles and Wasp?
What? Ray Charles and Wasp? Not together, right?
No, they didn't do it together.
And it's not Animal.
No, not Animal.
Is it one of his songs?
No.
Or is each key's covering, they both covered somebody else's song?
Yeah. It was written by Ashford and Simpson.
Oh, my God. I have no idea. I can't even think of one Ray Charles song. So I'm going to fail. I got What a Wonderful World stuck in my head, but that's not real Ray Charles. But that's my guess.
Nope. That would be incorrect. I don't think Blackie did What a Wonderful World, did he?
No. But I'm trying... Okay, Wasp covers.
There was also another band, but this would have given it away if I said Humble Pie covered it as well.
It's not 30 Days in a Hole, is it?
No.
No. Oh, God. What is it?
It's my favorite Wasp song.
Got it. I Don't Need No Doctor.
That's right. Yep.
Ray Charles covered that?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't see that happening. Holy smokes.
I thought it was a Humble Pie song originally, but it is not.
I thought so too. So it was that's a cover?
Yep.
Oof. Okay.
I love both Humble Pie and Wasp's version of that song.
Oh, Humble Pie's is a little better, but yeah, Wasp does a good job on that.
Yeah.
But you know what that means, right? You won.
I win.
You won this week.
Double prizes this time.
Oh, what? You know what's going to happen is we're going to start having earthquakes here in California.
Didn't you just have some?
Yeah, it's your fault.
Did you feel them?
I felt one. One of them we felt, you know, might have been upstairs, and we swayed a little bit, and the chandelier moved. But if you normally in earthquakes, if you don't hear it, it's not a big deal.
Oh, okay.
The big one, when you hear it like a second before it happens, you know it's a big deal. But if you don't hear it, it's eh. You just ride
like
it
the
up.
Big one when you were in what Reseda and it threw you against the wall.
Yeah, it's like, yep, that's when you know.
Thanks.
That's a scary one, especially if, yeah. It's dark at 4:20 in the morning. Yeah, so.
And what can't they schedule those during the day?
You'd think so, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, in California. I blame the politicians in California. Got to blame them for everything, right? Okay.
Right.
All right. On that note, click.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond 24 hours a day and can be heard on iTunes, Orange Radio, Streama, Radio.net, Shoutcast, and Radionomy.com.
All right, boys and girls out there, it's time for a little intellectual poetry where I read the lyrics to a song that you might or might not know. You'll probably know this one. I picked one from 1988. I'm a fan of this artist, and I'm pretty sure I know Danny as well, but it's pretty difficult sometimes to just guess the song on the lyrics because sometimes we don't pay attention to the lyrics, and sometimes the lyrics are really stupid.
I think that sometimes I try to pick songs that point that out.
Yeah, okay, we're going to go with this one. See if you think this guy's a lyrical genius, okay?
All right.
Rockin' steady in her daddy's car. She got the big stereo with the big guitars, and that's all right. I get the itch and a restless soul. She's gone with the wind, gonna go for broke tonight, and that's all right. What do you think?
Is it Kix?
It is not Kix, but not a bad guess. All right, this is a solo artist from his second record in 1988. I'll continue. Girl, we've been meant for this since we were born. No problems now. The coast is clear. It's just the calm before the storm. What do you think?
Jeez.
You definitely know this artist.
Man. Is it Lou Gramm?
It is not Lou Gramm. Okay. Getting a little closer. Okay, I'm going to skip the chorus because I think that will give it away. Next lyrics is Susie, Susie, girl, for crying out loud, you've got all the right moves, and you're ready to eat my heart out nightly, and that's all right with me. I almost sang the melody, and I had to slow myself down. Any clue? Should I keep going?
Keep going.
All right, no special favors. Make it out to cash. We'll spend it later. Got to make this romance last. That's it. That's it.
God, I have no clue.
American artist. Solo artist. 1988, his second album.
Is it Bryan Adams?
It is not Bryan Adams. Okay, should I sing with the chorus? Or should I sing with the melody? I can't sing with. Some folks say easy come is easy go. And some folks say, hey, but one night you ain't enough for me. I can't sing. Girl, hang on tight and don't let go. This must be just like living in paradise. And I don't want to go home.
It's David Lee Roth.
It is David Lee Roth.
Oh, man.
And then,
I wouldn't have known those lyrics probably if you sang them.
Yeah, I tried to, but I failed there miserably, yeah. I mean, you know the song. You've seen the video. I like the songs. I like that album, too.
Yeah, his first two solo albums are fantastic.
Yep, and then after that, it went downhill.
They fell off a cliff.
Yeah, he lost his band and replaced, even though he got Jason Becker on the third one, the songs just weren't as strong. Billy Sheehan was gone. Vi was gone.
Yeah, Bissonette was gone.
And Greg, I don't know if Greg Bissonette. No, I think Greg Bissonette was still there. Bissonette and his brother, Matt, I believe were still there, I think. I'm not sure about that one. But that good tune.
Yeah.
You got a happy song.
Hard lyrics.
Yeah, you got a happy song for me?
No.
Oh, okay. Doom and destruction, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, you ready for this?
All right.
Okay, you suck my blood like a leech. You break the law and you preach. Screw my brain till it hurts. You've taken all my money and you want more.
Queen. Death on two legs.
That's it.
Sorry, I love that. Yeah, I mean.
Well, I figured you would get this one.
Yeah, the first line I had it, which is unusual. Great song, isn't it?
Oh, man. Yeah, I was going through singing. Oh, man, I don't know that I can just read this without singing it. But, yeah, 1975 on A Night at the Opera.
Yeah, you know what that song's about?
Yeah, their former manager.
Is it
thrown him over?
Is a manager or a record? I thought it was a record guy, but it could be a manager too. I know he's pissed off at some of the, you know, the suits.
Yeah, and the guy that it's about, they never say who it's about, and they never really admitted it. But he knew who he was. He wrote a book about it, defending himself.
Ooh, okay.
And the book did not go over. It was like, nah, come on, dude.
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah,
Freddie's God. Freddie's God. What an awesome song.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, your song is better than my song, but I stumped you in the lyrics. So does that mean I win?
Sure.
Sure. I'm sure everybody else would have got that one too.
Eventually, I think.
Yeah, sometimes you throw some softballs in there because you feel sorry for me, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah. And that was a quick segment, too, because I got it too quick. I should have faked it.
Nah.
Oh, is that the Pet Shop Boys? Yeah. Kasha Goo Goo? Nah, I can't do that.
You got to go in hard sometimes.
Yeah, I don't want to make myself look like a fool, do I? Up too late. I do that all the time.